the second Ibai of the Gemara. Bomi name of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Hamas Ibayus for Chaveroi Ba'ar Bomasa. Kasei Badu, Kayechas Kasei Badu. So what happened? Somebody rented an apartment on Erev Pesach. What time on Erev Pesach? What time on Erev Pesach? Maybe not the morning, maybe the night. Rashi means something. Rashi says this whole Gemara is talking only if you rent it in the morning. Lafuke, not if you. Not the night or not the afternoon. What's Rashi coming Lafuke? Rashi says Shachris. What's he saying? This whole Gemara is shy, it's only in the morning.
So there's not, you're not.
Yeah. Shay, I mean, if you did it.
Not everyone can get time to check it first. Otherwise,
but if you do it at night, then.
Not saying at night, the guy has
to
check out the morning, and then you got a chance to do it, so you can
take it out
to others.
Look at it like that. For Rashi, the clock goes that way. The clock goes Rashi says Shachris, but okay, during the night. Let's say in the middle of the night, you rent. So then it's Zichah Nachas Kasei Parshah. So the clock
goes.
Why in the middle of the night is Nachas Kasei Bado? That's what I was going to ask you. So if you have supposed to check right away in the beginning of the night, so why in the middle of the night is Nachas Kasei Bado?
That's not too small.
So what's the difference? Shachas in the middle of the night.
I'm
like this Fachol, that even though he's supposed to do Bidik in the beginning of the night, but since some people push it off, most people don't push it off to the next day. So by Shachris, we have an Ibai. But any time during the night, Cheskotai, Ein Ibai. That's how the Tzlach learns. And to be Chiddish, it means that at 2 a.m. it's not Cheskotai Ibai yet. Any time during the night, it's not Cheskotai Ibai. That's the Tzlach Shita, the Ephraim, and Shukar, a part of this. In the middle of the night, it's not Cheskotai Ibai. The Chok Yaakov disagrees. Okay, Akiv says, what do you mean? In the middle of the night? That's why shouldn't it be Cheskotai Badek in the middle of the night? So the Chakyakiv passes, the Mishnah Berurah passes, that in the middle of the night, if you rent an apartment, it's also Cheskotai Badek. Because you didn't do the Dik in the beginning of the night. What's Pshat in Rashi? Shachris. So we have a second choice. If we say Shachris is Lafuke the previous night, which is a slot, or if we say Shachris is Lafuke the afternoon of the Erev of Yadam, but that's the Yeshua of them. Chagaki probably agrees with the Yeshua. The Kavanas Rashi is Shachris Lafuke the afternoon. What's the difference of morning and the afternoon? In the morning, it's still a man that's a drabanan. Right? Still a drabanan in the morning. To do bedika. So there, maybe you didn't do bedika. But by the afternoon, when it's already a shayla chavetz d'oraisa, so then everyone will agree that's chatzei badek. So Rashi's come and say, Shachris, Bafuke, the afternoon, because in the afternoon it would be badai, a shayla chavetz d'oraisa, so it's just a different chatzei badek. Right?
Rashi has to sit up in the afternoon, and what do you think?
See, Rashi says the word Shachris. We don't know what he means by Fuke watch.
Yes,
it's not Fuke something. The afternoon is cheap that it would be that way. Why should I argue that? I'm going to try to convince you you're wrong, but it's true what you're saying. Let me tell you why the afternoon shouldn't be Cheskotai Badek. But we're telling you how the afternoon is Cheskotai Badek. So that's Rashi. Come on. I don't know where Rashi is, right? Rashi said, you learn the Gemara, you see the word be your Dalish, you see you make a mistake, it means the whole day is Dalish. So he's saying when he's shot. So you have two pshat in Rashi. Either it's Afuke the previous night, or it's Afuke the following day. That's to me, this will get to Mishnah Shem next week, the two pshat in Rashi, yeah. What time in the morning? It's Afuke the previous night. I guess Shachris means from dawn. We'll start to get light outside. And until then, the Tzlach holds, it's not Cheskotai Badek. Once you get right outside, people don't push it off that far. We're assuming that he'll do it by the morning. When you walk into the apartment, he'll still be up at 4 in the morning. He'll be busy, preparing for Pesach. But 4 in the morning, he's still up. And that's what we say, that's what the Pesach is for. So the Gemara has a shayla of cheskasei baduk or not, which we'll have to try to understand the two tzadim. But the Gemara asks right away a kasha before it tries to be patient. It says, "L'mai nafkamina?" The shayla. If he's around, what's nafkamina? Let's ask him. So what says the lesser lahayv l'shiula? He's not around to ask. So the Gemara names on for pashtus a chiddush, and this is the main chiddush of this sugya. In other words, the shock chiddush of this sugya is that one word, the shayla. The Gemara here is telling us a chiddush that even if that's kasei baduk, even if that has daka, that something is baduk, but if he's around, you have to ask. Is that mistaken? Let's say we would pass the kasei baduk. All you need to do bedika by the morning. All for you. So is it a chiddush that if he's around, you have to ask him? The chiddush, why? Why should you have to ask him? Why do you have to ask him? What? I should be advised. If you come to my house and serve your supper, are you going to ask me to kosher? Are you going to ask me to kosher? I'm looking to show a buyer, maybe you should be in the buyer. He asked me. Well, the shy lady, that's the one that says.
If I ask him,
So really, Tosfos Bavarda, if you take a quick look at Tosfos Amud Beis, the last wide line of the top Tosfos. Af al gav de gavi tevel samchina necheskes chaver, they tzark afilu lishol. Even though you go to someone's house, he gives you food to eat. You don't have to even ask him. If he's a father, you don't have to ask him. If someone serves you food, it's not like asking him. I mean, he wouldn't serve it to you. This is something where a person gives you something, you don't have to ask him. If you go to someone's house, they give you food to eat, he wouldn't give you a nechshal. He's not going to give you treasures to eat. So just as good as asking him, you don't have to ask him. But by bedika, you have to ask him, did you do bedika? There you do it. There's a tzad you should have to ask him why. Because maybe he didn't do bedika. He feels he's following the chametz anyway. That's such a big nishal. Because he's following the chametz anyhow. So our Gemara says, l'shayla, you have to ask him. It means, as far as trusting people, if someone it would be giving you a nishal, you have to ask. But if he wouldn't be giving you a nishal anyway, but that's our shayla here by Batika.
And
that's what our Batika, it's not called Kach Mishol, because your feet are starting off on the setting. What do you have a bit
with
you? A bit with you. I shall be able to buy a chalim. That's only maybe. Maybe you'll find chalim, and you'll find chalim, maybe you'll eat it. It's not like giving someone traces. Give someone traces, so that's... less of a nishol, you don't have to eat. So you make sure that you go to someone's house, you have to ask him, is it past Talbot? Is that people don't look at such a big issue, so maybe I have to ask him, depends who it is. But something has to happen out here, sir, if a person's giving you, so you don't have to ask. That's what the Gemara said. So this Chiddush of our sugya, that when you can be mevar something, you have to be mevar it, is a tremendous sugya and paiskim. When do you have to check things and when don't you have to check them? When you look, you have to check eggs if they have blood in them. Most people do it, but then you look, let's try to get chlor, the flour. When do you have to ask and when don't you have, when do you have to check and when don't you have to check? When do you have to be mevar and when don't you have to be mevar? So, What? How do we get to look at our so should yeah, I think there's an example of when you have to check. I mean, even nowadays, the blood itself is a kosher. It doesn't create the whole life. The there's a mugging up wrong. Some tough lamed zayin, the cut and down. We ask why we pack him, then if he's around, you have to ask him. I just cross your body. If he's around, you have to ask him. So the mugging up wrong says, why is this different than all the different yitches traits? There are many types of traits in an animal. An animal has a hole in the heart, it's trait. It has a hole in the brain, it's trait. There's a whole list of traits. We don't check the animal for yitches traits. We do check the layer, we check the lung. In America, the meaning is to check one of the stomachs also. But besides that, we don't check the heart, and we don't check the brain, we don't check the traits. So the Magen Avraham asks, why, by B'dikas Chametz, we have Ches Kosei Baduk, we still have to ask him, and why, by an animal, is the halacha that you don't have to check for all the different traits of the animal. Maishtar. So the Magen Avraham says the clock. When do you have to check? When something is the Ches Kosei, something started off no good. Started off the issue. And you're not sure if that issue was misukon, if that issue was repaired. In such a case, the shayla, you have to check. Whatever is possible to check, you have to check. Something which never had a cheskes issue, not to check it. Because you could assume that it's good. The meila. There's a chilas between chametz and treifas. By the Dikas Chametz, every house started off a Chametz Dika house. It's all year round. You have Chametz in the house. So all year round, every house is the Cheskas Eid of Aduka. It's a Chazaka on every house that has Chametz in. Now, you're coming and you're saying, Yudalit is Cheskas Eid of Aduka. Most from the Yidden check. Most from the Yidden check. That's the Cheskas Eid of Aduka. So in such a case where something is as kosei baduk, but it started off the cheskes issur, so there a person is obligated to be mevar if he could be mevar. And she'ein kein in the case of treifas. No animal starts the cheskes treifa. You don't assume that an animal is treif. There's no chazaka l'reis in the first place. There's no chazaka l'reis in the first place, so therefore there's no need, there's no obligation to check the treifas, because there's no chazak al arayasa, there's no nothing negative in the first place that should make you assume that it's a treifa. So that's why you're not obligated to check. No, it's not going to wrong, it's very mustaver, so then it's not so fair, so that you have to be in the life. So then it's not so good, so that the person does not have to be in the life. The Ran on our Gemara says that from our sugya we learn out the leich samchina nachazaka karecha dashu nevuenu, that wherever a person can be mevayer, we don't rely on a chazaka. And he says afika kosef harif, and therefore it says in the rif in Masechta Sanhedrin that you have to test a sheikh. That if a sheikh is chef, that fakinomai, you have to give a fair. You hire a sheikh, you have to fair. It's not good enough to rely, we have a rule, right mitzuyin et tashkita mumtene. It's not good enough. If you have a sheikh that comes to you the first time, you know he's a shaykhid already from me, he was there yesterday, I have to tell him again. But if somebody comes to you the first time to shaykh, you have to tell him and have to shaykh, because we assume you know the Lord of the shaykh, otherwise you don't have to tell him. But you're hiring a shaykhid, can't rely right in the Sri Nata Shaykh the Mukhane. Call Aikha the Aksha the Ruin of Ruin. You could check into it, you have to tell him, you have to make sure he knows how to shaykh. Or you have to ask him for a Kabbalah, a letter that he's a good shaykhid. Does that fit with the Magen Avraham? Does that fit with the Magen Avraham? Let's see. What is the Magen Avraham? What's his rule? What's the Magen Avraham's rule? When do you have to check? Only if something starts the cheskes isin. He said an animal is not the cheskes treifa. You don't have to check the treifa. What about shvita? So it fits well. Because every animal is the cheskes eina zavua. Every animal starts off not cheskes. Right? Animal doesn't start off a treifa. But it starts off eina zavua. Right? They're two separate dinim. There's one din an animal can't be a treifa, can't have an injury to a neighbor. But the din that an animal has to be geshut, or else it's nevela. So every single animal starts off the cheskes eina zavua. That's for sure. Every animal, when it's born, is not a shechted animal. You take a bite out of a live animal, so you either save it in a cat, but that's the same as a boy. So a little shot in this round, we'll stem with the Magen Avraham. An animal is the cheskes eina zavua, so for shechita you have to check. But animal is not the cheskes treifa. So for treifa, you don't have to check. So we have three cases, and everything fits well. We have the case of the Bidika Summit, the case of Trafis, the case of the Ram, of Rey Mitzir and Tashkik and Mumtik. Tell me how everything fits. Let's get to what doesn't fit. There's a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tiflis. Still in Ches. It was the Kut Yir Aleph. When the Magen Avraham talks about the obligation to check your tzitzit in the morning before you put on tzitzit. Before you put on a talis gadol, a talis katan, whatever you wear, you, it says in the Makaber, you have to check and make sure that your tzitzit are all intact, that the strings of the tzitzit are kosher. So the Magen Avraham says, brings the Shem HaRosh. The Rosh says, you don't really have to check. Why do you have to check for? When Avram brings the Rosh, he says that one is not obligated really to check it. The Magen Avraham himself says, no, that the Mechaber, he's explaining the Mechaber, he says that you do have to check it with him. He says, because Kol Hecha Deshu Bukurei, they're very evil. Taka, Chazak is, it's a good, it was good yesterday. But Kol Hecha Deshu Bukurei, they're very evil. Wherever it's possible to check, you should check. But Kemai, the Yeridea Simen Aleph. Like Yeridea Simen Aleph, Yeridea Simen Aleph is the case of the rib. That if a shechet comes to you, you have to check the shechet and make sure he knows how to check. So we now have a fourth case. He now said, Bedika, Bedika Tzchavit, you have to be Mavar, you have to ask. A shechet, you have to ask. Shechet, you don't have to ask. Tzitzis, you have to check, because of our Sugya, Kol Hecha Deshu Bukurei, Nevei Rina. I think the Gra says in Sugya, if you have to check tzitzis, I think they're looking at the Gra and Shulchan Aruch, it says it's something back down. That's from our Gemara, that's from the card, that whatever you could check, you have to check. It's a problem. The Dagon Revava asks, who's the Dagon Revava? I thought you were there. The Dagon Revava asks, that we now have an inconsistency. The two Magen Avraham contradict each other. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach, the Simen Tov Lamed Zayin said, when do you have to check? Only if there's a cheskes iser. Right? Because the Magen Avraham's rule is in Hilchos Pesach, you only have to check if there's a cheskes iser. What? Tzitzis? My tzitzis don't have a cheskes iser, and I checked them yesterday. The beggar is chayiv in tzitzis. True, the beggar is chayiv in tzitzis. But the strings have a chazaka that they're complete. So why not look at the chazaka of the strings? Very strong cash. Why not look at the chazaka of the strings? That yesterday they were good, so today they're probably good too. Yeah, so I've been checking my tzitzis for years, and I never found, I was finding a problem. So why do we have a chazaka then? Status This is good. The Hema, I have to check and ask, the status of the Hema can't change. It has a Cheskis, Hema Zavuach. No, it could change, it's from a Cheskis. Someone shuts the animal, then it becomes Zavuach. The Hema is the Cheskis, you're doing that Treikus. Right, by Treikus you said you don't have to check because it's not Cheskis system. And here, right, so you're saying it's an additional reason why. Okay, these are explanations, I'm not sure. Okay. Right, the dog of Rav Abba lies in the Tzarachim, he doesn't say that. But the Chum Sefer and the Masech HaShekel, both on the page, it's in the Ches, they suggest, I think they both need the same carrot, which will make a tremendous Nafkanina Lahalacha. They say that you always have to check unless you have two conditions. There's no Cheskis system, which we lose on that. And the second thing, you have to have a rive on your side. You have to have a rive that says that you're right. When don't you have to check? By your Cheskis. By this Cheskis, you have a Chazaka that the animal is good. Plus, Reis Behemoth and Atreides. How do we know that Reis Behemoth and Atreides? How do you know Reis Behemoth and Atreides? How do you know? What? Most of the animals live to their first birthday. They live to be a year old. Reis animals are not Atreides. If we didn't have that, we couldn't drink milk. Now, how do we drink milk? Look at the trait the animal's trait. So we drink milk because Reis Behemoth and Atreides. It's not actually about it. While the animal's alive, you can't check even the lungs, right? Like an election. So we relied on rice. So they say that for safe amounts of sugar, it's a tremendous footage. You have to check either if there's a Cheskis system, or even if there's no Cheskis system. But if you always have to check unless you have a rice with you. A rice that agrees with you. So by a behema, you have bright behemas and the traces. So if you have a rive on your side, you don't have to check. Masha ain't came, right, this. There's no rive. Why is there no rive? They're not slight. Understand they mean, like Shlomi was saying, that sittis was the shayla. During the last day, when I walked around, maybe something happened. You don't know what happened during the last day. There's no rive that tells you that nothing happened. Because whatever you did that day, you know, maybe you sat in a folding chair. So you just got caught, and that's it, you didn't notice. So there's no right, there's no absolute right. It's true, you can argue with me. Tell me right day that I check my tzitzis, there's no problem. But the point about the tzitzis is that whatever happened in the last day might have been something that ripped the tzitzis. So there's no clear right. Put it this way, there's no statistical right. There's no inherent right, like God by the Hamas. And therefore you have to be in the back.
The Hamas could have
checked on those days, it's not a dietary, a person doesn't bear in mind everything he did in the last place.
Wow, so you also have to why the Hamas himself got
hurt
internally.
You see, but there, by the Hamas, we have a statistic, a right at the statistics. We check the Hamas and we see that right Hamas are not traces. Even without checking, we see them walk around. By tzitzis, you can also say, right, people are sitting in this room, the tzitzis are good. But that depends on the mu'ura, that depends on what happened to you in the last day.
The same way,
and that's not a clear
line. The same way we know that the Hamas are not traces, the still living in the year. So too, the tzitzis is still intact in the next day.
I think that's a good question. That's the first question that hit me when I learned. I don't mean to belittle it, I mean it's a kasha. Why don't you have rice? I think that's very learning. It's not a statistical rice. The reason we check our tzitzis is because we might have done something in the last day that would put our tzitzis in jeopardy. And it's a question of what happened. It's not a rice that you could point to a statistic and say that this statistic says, by the Hema, we have such a clear right. We have a right to hand to train.
What point is that?
Some babies are born trash, some develop diseases, some get shot with a, you know, a wolf test, walk into barbed wire, so it could be many years. I think the point there is that we have this Kabbalah that wrote babies in our train. The fact that our sisters don't live most of the time is something that happens to people. It happens to be that most of the time it doesn't live. It's not an inherent right that's a specific right. You have one day where a few people do it. I don't think you ought to have a day where right people do it. Anyway, this is the Teretz of Chasam Sofer. If you have a better explanation, I'm open. But this is the Teretz of Chasam Sofer, but more important than the Teretz of Chasam Sofer, it's Aruch Lamaisa of the Chasam Sofer and the Matzah Shekel. They both walk away with a rule that when do you have to check things, we have one of two reasons to check. Either it was a chesed kitzur, or you don't have a right on your side. You still have to have a right. In such a case, the person is obligated to check. So it's a pretty strict thing. In other words, if you want to not check something, you have to be able to say, right is on my side, plus there's no chesed kitzur. If they're both mindless, in order to be able to in order to be able to be set up on that check. Yeah, for sure. I mean, maybe it would be more makel, but certainly makel that much that if you have both neighbors, that you don't have to check. If you have right on your side, plus if you don't have to sit, there's certainly impossible.
Okay, check letters,
the law. So before that, let me first talk about the blood strap. What about an egg? You have to check an egg for blood? You have to check eggs for blood? Well, let's see, which reason? Does that affect the sister?
No.
Can we say right eggs have, yes, can we say that right eggs don't have blood strut? For sure. The truth is that you don't have to check.
The
Berachas Avraham and Agamara bring some places there that this animal takes. He says that the halacha is you don't have to check. I don't know what that means. You can, you know, close your eyes, but it means that you don't have to check. You can rely that it's why do they? Because it's, you need to check. What's the case it is that you not do, you don't have to check. Case says that you can buy eggs in the store. You go to the store, you buy a frozen egg. What's a check for blood strike? They said you can buy eggs from the guy because you're not in your prison, you don't have to check. Taisha seems to say that people check. They say, but I think you don't have to check. I don't have to check. Should not say you don't have to check. I don't have to say that. But look, should not say that you find blood in the egg is checked. Say you have to check. I don't think so. But they'll say you'll have to be in the bar. Why? It's true that the minute gets to check and many people check, but my father's business, they use fresh eggs, they don't use the frozen eggs. So there was some ladies, an old Russian lady, who was a professional egg cracker. She would crack the eggs and check them. She was able to take two eggs in each hand, crack them, and get the whole peel. We could all crack two eggs in each hand. Get the whole peel in our hand, throw it away, and she would do it into a small cave and check it, and then the Japanese made a machine, an egg cracking machine, that cracks eggs. Take a whole tray of eggs, dump it in, and the spout, like a soda machine, it comes out just egg with no shell. So she lost her job, you know, that was a couple thousand dollars. The Japanese made a little machine there. But the person who did the hasher by my father made him buy candled eggs. Candled eggs are eggs that check for blood. You take an egg in front of the candle because it becomes translucent. And buy candled eggs, make it out there. The person's not obligated to check eggs, but Sharon wants to check eggs. But the ingredient is that a person doesn't have to check. Certainly, the person that cracked an egg into something without checking, that's a question. And so we buy stuff from Guyan, from Gaisha companies. They have egg in them, and even though they're not, they don't check.
I don't know if he's on board.
We were saying on the fact that rose eggs don't have blood, and there's no testis system, so that's what we're relying on. Alright, so we walk away with a bit of a flaw in checking, that basically you have to check unless you have both a rise, and that's the statistical rise, not just a rise that happens most of the time, and that there's no test isser on the other side. Now, Reb Shalom asked the question, why we check, why do we check lettuce? It could be that certain lettuce is red, that it has bugs in it. But let's say you would have the inner leaves of an iceberg lettuce that's don't. Is there an obligation to check? So if Moshe has a truth about this, Moshe writes, you know, that's problem. But if Moshe writes that a rice which came about because of a Meisa, you still have to check. Those ripe lettuce, let's say, don't have bugs. Let's say that's true. Why? Only because they spray the lettuce. If you wouldn't spray the lettuce, all lettuce would have bugs. Just like all earth has bugs, all lettuce would have. It's because they sprayed for the bugs, that's why there's no bugs. So Moshe says, a ripe which came because of a Meisa. So if you know the Meisa happened with this particular head of lettuce, it's true, not the check. But you go to the store, you can't be sure. Maybe they forgot to spray one part of the field. A rite which came because of a Meisa, that type of a rite, you start to be Mevar. You can't be standing on that. And a person still has to be Mevar, meaning that all lettuce would have bugs in them, or not to the spray. So you'll be standing on a Meisa that happened. But you don't know that the Meisa happened, that's why a person is obligated to check. That's how that's how Rashi is about. And Rebbe Bani De Meisa is, says Rebbe in earlier Makaris, that a Rebbe Bani De Meisa, you have to know the Meisa happened. So therefore, he says that's why there's an obligation to check. Those type of things, which are not for the spray, would be right. Now, there's a second area where this whole sugya applies. We talked so far about that. Yodei and Tibukuf Yud is a shayla about a specific. Let's say something is mutter and becomes specific. And it's possible to be mevar. Is one obligated to be make a beer? There was an example of a specific, so first I'll give you the example they talk about there, and if we have time we'll get to some of the mice. The case there talks about is you have a chicken with a broken wing, the flegel of the chicken is broken. You have a chicken, so in your house, you get a chicken with a broken flegel. Are you allowed to eat it? Is that a traitor? So the halacha is that a broken wing itself does not make an animal traitor. However, if you see a living chicken with a broken wing, we don't share, we don't eat that chicken, because the chicken, when it flaps its wings, it can make a hole in its lungs, because the wings are up by the chest. And when a chicken flaps its wings, it can hit its chest and make a hole in the lungs. So therefore, a chicken with a broken wing, you know why do chickens flap their wings? You ever wonder? They're trying to fly? Let's see a flying chicken. Chickens don't fly. So why do they flap their wings? Never wondered about it. It's never seen chickens. If a chicken doesn't flap its wings, it dies. Because how do you breathe? Your lungs are like a balloon, right? They go in, inhale, and exhale. But men, human beings, and animals have a diaphragm. It's like a balloon. It's rubbery. And if you just don't do anything, it's like a balloon, it makes your lungs shrink. You inhale, it gets bigger. You stop inhaling, it gets smaller. That's how you breathe. Chickens don't have a diaphragm. Chickens have to make their lungs shrink in order for them to exhale, otherwise they wouldn't exhale. They do that by flapping their wings. The chicken, when it flaps its wings, to press its lungs to shrink. The chicken's not so smart, doesn't know it's doing it, but that's why chickens do it. Why is it important to know? They have this thing where people who have they put pigeons by the belly button, what's it called?
Yeah,
hepatitis, right? They put chickens by the belly button, the chickens are miracles, chickens die. You take any pigeon and you hold its wings for 5 minutes or for 3-4 minutes, it's going to die. It's going to suffocate. Any bird that doesn't flap its wings, it dies. So, it depends how long you hold those wings. I don't know the minutes that a chicken has. I have no idea. I have this in the sky with, and there's that. Where else would I get the chicken? It's just if you want to slay to us, that's the way it works. You can try it at the forest, hold the chicken. I don't know how many minutes you can hold. If the wing comes back, out to the back. Anyway, this is our luck and health strength. Now, if you have a chicken that you get at the shechita with a broken wing, it's mutter in the town step saver. Maybe the wing broke after it was shechted. And even if the wing broke when it was alive, maybe it didn't make a hole in the lung. And every time you make a hole in the lung. So if you knew it had a broken wing when it was alive, that would be chayshish that has a hole in the lung. But if you got it after shechita, to sex sake, maybe it happened after shechita, and even before shechita, maybe it didn't make a hole in the lung. That's a sex sake. So the question is, when we buy a chicken, the lungs are gone. When you buy a chicken, there are no lungs in it. The lungs are taken out. But let's say, 100 years ago, when about a bus, they got a chicken that had the lungs inside. So the halakha shochan aruch, the shaila is, if you have the lungs, then you have to do a bedikah on the lungs. We normally don't do a bedikah on the lungs of a chicken, only on animals. The chickens, we don't do a bedikah on the lungs, it's not shvi'ah to have a tread in the lungs. But if there's a broken wing bone, is one obligated to check, or could you just rely on sex sake? So what would you say, based on what we learned today? You have to, what do you have to do? You have to question. Do you have right and do you have chazaka? Is there a chesed sister on the chicken? No. Not than any other trade. Do you have a right on your side? Every sex faker is mitam right. The reason we make them sex fakers is because right is to guide them on the pool. So the chayah should be a pashita halacha that you don't have to check. You have chazaka, plus you have right. Because everything should be fine. What? Yeah, the problem is broken. But right doesn't tell you that didn't affect the lung. You really have the sex cycle which comes from kayak run. What? The Rambam disagrees. Right is shining sex cycle in the time. Right is certainly passing out. Alright, so therefore the halacha should be that you don't have to check. So the type of one shita, the Ramah Paskins, that the town shita is, you don't have to check. Which fits with all the klalim we had. When we stop here, everything's fine. But the Rajba disagrees. And we're going to have to try to understand the shita of the Rajba. The Rajba says that you do have to check. Plain sex sake. So it's late, we're going to have to leave it for Sunday. But in Yisrael Hashem on Sunday, we will come back. This is the Chuvas Negevi Yehuda Chelak Aleph. There is a Simen Nun Zayin. The long Chuvah. Stop and the paragraph begins with Velay. The Bramas is Velay. And you'll see he brings down this Machlaikis, the case of the chicken. And he gets into the Shita Sarah.